Welcome to the Fundamental Entrepreneur Podcast, where entrepreneurs can come to be educated, enlightened, and empowered for success in their business pursuits. Welcome to another episode of the Fundamental Entrepreneur Podcast. I'm your host, Danielle, and this is episode number 29. We're so glad you're here today. And today we're going to be releasing another episode of This Is Their Story. And I'm happy to have Andrea Pass from Andrea Pass Public Relations with us today. Andrea has over 30 years of experience in the public relations market. She has worked for some big names and lots of different companies like CBS, and has been appeared on most major networks, has an impressive list of shows that she's been on that really shows what she can do for her clients. Andrea has implemented public relation campaigns in a wide range of categories, including consumer products, lifestyle, B2B, education, health, wellness, and fitness, beauty, food, authors, nonprofits, and so much more. Her expertise really is in national, regional, and local media relations outreach. And her strength is in relationships. Coupling that with her knowledge of the ever-growing media-based results, it really helps secure her as a top-tier targeted media placement guru. So we are so glad to have her here with us today to share her journey with us and really how she turned from a long career in public relations to a public relations entrepreneur.
Andrea, welcome and thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yes, we're glad you're here and happy to be able to dive into your story and be able to really share kind of your journey to entrepreneurship. So, Andrea, you have been in public relations for over 30 years, mostly working for other companies in their public relation efforts. But 2.5 years ago, you decided to go out on your own journey. So why don't you start with telling us kind of a little bit about, more about what you do, and then what motivated you to go out on your own 2.5 years ago?
I'm public relations, public relations, public relations. So everybody has their areas of expertise. I focus on traditional press coverage. My job is to secure media coverage for my clients in print, broadcast, online, and new media so that my client is interviewed, my client is featured, my client's products are reviewed, and that's giving my clients third-party editorial endorsement that they can post, repost, and repost again, showing that others are talking about them, others are giving them that boost, and others are giving recognition. This all helps to build thought leadership, build a brand, and ultimately drive sales using a traditional public relations press outreach model. So I was always a PR person. You know, someone had to share publicity all the time. And that was always me in high school and in college. But I was going to be a radio, TV, film major. I wanted to be a broadcaster. And so I went to CBS in New York City and got a job at CBS, eventually moving to PR in the radio division. And I had an opportunity to work in broadcasting. And I realized I didn't want that. I really loved PR. And I wanted to stick with public relations. So there went my journey. And from there on, I've worked at public relations firms for all these years, running the media relations department, securing press coverage for a wide range of clients. You name the type of client, I probably represented them over the years. And 2.5 years ago, when one door closed, another one opened, and there went solopreneurship for me, and I started Andrea Pass Public Relations. So that's my journey in a really fast nutshell.
Oh, great. Well, no. So a couple of questions out of that. So yeah, I did notice on your website, yes, you have like so many different network endorsements. And tell me, like, it seems to be that that is like one of the key drivers for marketing, especially online marketing. So tell me a little bit about your perspective on that.
Well, I think there's two ways to look at anything in an entrepreneurial journey or any business journey is what is advertising and what is public relations? And I think to understand that public relations is giving you earned media versus purchased media. So anyone can purchase an ad, and you know the ad will run on this page of that magazine on this date or what have you. But in editorial coverage, you don't know exactly how you're going to be quoted, like what part of your quote will be included, or what the product review might be, or your book review, or how you'll be worked into an article. But that's giving you the growth to get out there and say, other people are talking about me, and I'm all about earned media. So that's really where the difference is. And all businesses should recognize that as you're doing your marketing budgets and your plans, you might have a budget for advertising. You might have a budget for social media content or advertising, but there should be a budget for public relations outreach so that you do have varied content to then use on your social media and on your website and in your presentations. So it's another element. It's not the same, but it offers you a lot more because of the fact that someone else is talking about you. You're not talking about yourself.
Gotcha. Okay, so just so I'm clear, really the public relations piece is just that external marketing, if you will. You're reaching outside of your own organization to gain some of that organic marketing effort. I got that right?
Yes, exactly. In fact, you're one of the few people that use the word organic. And I like that because of the fact that, you know, it isn't so much organic in that a PR person such as myself is out there pitching the story, but it is perceived by the person absorbing that content, you know, the reader or the viewer or the listener, as being really original content that this reporter just thought of it on their own. But in reality, it's public relations people like me that are bringing those stories to the journalists.
Okay, great. Well, thank you for that clarity. So 2.5 years ago, you had some door close that helped you be able to go on to this entrepreneur path. I mean, so you spent 30 years in the industry working for other people. What motivated you to go out on your own after 30 years or so of being an employee for other people?
You know, it's so interesting because you don't realize the direction life is going to take you in. And I always enjoyed working in an environment with a staff, with people reporting to me and me as the vice president reporting into the president. And I loved my clients, but it got to a point that I started complaining. And I said, am I a complainer? Because I was securing press coverage, but then I'd report into the account team and say, okay, find out if your client can do this interview Tuesday or Thursday at 3 p.m. And crickets. And I'd reach out to the account team again, crickets. And finally, I'd reach them, you know, I'd email, I'd call, I'd text, I'd have other people page them in the office because I was working remotely. And they'd say, oh, but I sent an email to the client, I didn't hear back. Well, huh? You know, we have work to do. We are paid as public relations professionals to secure press coverage. And I was doing my job, but other team members weren't doing their jobs. And it got to the point that I was complaining. And I said, I guess this is my nature. I'm a complainer. And then after some time, that company decided, due to their financial mishandlings of funds, that they had to let over a third of the staff go. Well, I was one of those people, and I must admit to you, I left when the president called me because I was the only one doing any work, and I was the only one bringing in any business. So I thought it was interesting. I said, you're kidding me. And unbeknownst to her, I had already been having conversations with people for months about starting my own business, and I planned on doing it months and months later. It just moved my timeline up. So I was in shock, but I was thrilled because then I didn't have to give notice. And that worked out well for me. And I started my business and within 5 days had my first client. And within a month, I was set up with 4 or 5 clients. I was on my way. So people that I had a long-term relationship with, they referred me, they came to me. I made sure at that company I did not have a non-compete, so I didn't have a problem with working with clients I'd worked with in the past that wanted to work with me. And I was off and running, and I love solopreneurship.
So So you actually spent some time ahead of the game, not knowing the timing, of course, when the exit would come, but you spent the time up front kind of researching and getting started with knowing how you wanted your business to look or what that would look like for you.
Well, you know, that's a really interesting question because I never really thought of how is my business going to run. I thought, okay, I'm going to do what I always did, but do all of it myself instead of having to rely on other people. So because of the knowledge I had with so many years in the public relations business and at such a senior level that I was the new business person, I was the public relations person, I was the employee internal communications person, I was the ex, I was already doing all of this. And you don't realize the skills that you actually learn until you have that aha moment and you move out on your own. You say, well, I know how to do this and I know how to do that. And I know I always did it without realizing that I did it. So it made it easier when I said, okay, Andrea passed public relations, let's go. And I knew someone who helped me get my first website up and running. I knew someone to handle my business insurance. My husband is an accountant and an expert at numbers. So he was able to get the financial things going. I was able to get in touch with someone for some of the legal things that I needed done. And it was boom, boom, boom. It all just fell into place. And I know with everyone, it's not going to be that way. I'm fully aware that it's not going to be that way. But yeah, I learned a lot. There were ups, there were downs. But I think that just knowing that you're a professional in your field and you have experience and you know what you are good at. And I think that when people said to me, oh, public relations, you're doing public relations and social media and content. No, 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 no. I'm doing public relations, traditional pitch and place. That's what I'm good at. That's what I'm sticking with. And I stuck with the one thing I'm good at, and it's turned into a wonderful business for me.
I think that's great. And so you made two points that I think I want to just highlight and I think are really important, you know, that helped you really get started. Because like you said, it's not as easy for a lot of people because I think number one, you're totally right. We get stuck in this kind of comfort zone of what we do day in and day out. And we don't really realize the impact that it makes or realize really the skills that we have. So the point that you make that, you know, we usually do have so much more to offer than we think we do. And we just kind of get scared in that, oh my word, I have to like get out of this current comfort zone that I'm in. This is what I know. This is kind of my daily routine. And I have to like transform into this whole other person. When in reality, you really do have the skills necessary to be successful. We just don't realize it. And then I think, you know, secondly, very important, you had a network and a support team behind you from day one. You already had built a great network and you had the support people around you to make that happen. And I think that is very key to having success as an entrepreneur, whether it's a solopreneur or, you know, a traditional entrepreneur that builds a team. Just having that support behind you to begin with, I think is fundamental to your success. So great that you already had all of that in place and could just really launch and run.
Yeah. And, so and it's interesting because the person who became my first client, he had branched out from another client that he had worked for. And we just, when we met, we formed this bond. At the time, he was living in LA and I'm on the East Coast. And then he subsequently moved to the East Coast and we just had all these things in common. He said, I'm going to be your first client. And he was trying a venture at a vitamin supplement company. So yeah, that was my first client. But he said to me, I'm buying you your first set of business cards. Now, of course, in our COVID world, people are saying, what's a business card? Because no one uses them anymore. But he bought me it was a present and he bought me my first business cards. And when I needed to buy more, he says, I'm buying it for you. And it was just so wonderful because I look at those business cards and I know even to this day when I do eventually get back to using business cards that he's the one that bought me the business cards. And you know, you meet people and you turn to people and you brainstorm with people And relationships are key in any aspect of your life, but certainly in business, very, very important. And I always say, if you had to say to me, Andrea, what's your two-word story? My two-word story is relationships matter, because they do. And you make a new one possibly every single day. And that benefits you in the future. You just never know when you're going to meet someone and that relationship is going to be a lifelong relationship.
No, very, very important. I agree. Relationships do matter. And what a great two-word mantra. Definitely. So Andrea, tell me, like, what was one of the obstacles that you've had to overcome as you became a solopreneur?
Legal. I had a few people give me sample letters of agreement. And I kind of, all right, I'm looking at this, I'm reading this, I'm cutting and pasting, creating a document. And at first I had this letter of agreement that was pages and pages and pages and pages long. And I had a potential client. It was actually someone I had known from years and years earlier who was a client. And he had a new product and he was going to hire me. We reconnected. And he said to me after I said, he said, this is ridiculous. I had to pay my lawyers for hours to go through this thing. And then his lawyers made changes, but I went back in and I put back in the things I took out because I thought you had to have all of that. Well, I lost the account because he didn't want to deal with me and my legalese. And it was a blessing in disguise because now 2.5 years later, his company is still not off the ground, which meant he wasn't doing public relations and nor is he doing that company because I've kept tabs. But I realized, okay, I need to do a shorter letter of agreement. And something that's easy to understand, it covers me, it covers them. And now I have a shorter letter of agreement. So I think that you learn by your mistakes. I mean, failure is not an option. So you have to figure out the way to do it right. And I think the other thing was, I don't let people lowball me. And this is what I charge. And I think that I know I am a professional. I know I get the job done. I know I communicate. But if you, X company, had a bad experience with public relations in the past, you can't take that out on me because you're not going to have a bad experience with me, but you've got to give me a shot. And I did have a few people that I turned down their business because they were trying, well, we agreed on this amount and they'd come back, well, how about this? And we could do this and I'll pay you then. And I have a business to run. I can't do the work and hope you're going to pay me at some point. And I have to tell you, the first time I turned down business felt really good because I knew my worth. And I think for any entrepreneur, you have to know your worth and your value and your expertise. And if that one doesn't work out, there'll be another client. It'll work out.
I love that you know your worth and you know what your value is and you're willing to stand by that. And I think a lot of new entrepreneurs don't understand that. They think, oh, I got to, excuse me, I have to offer my services at a cheaper price or for free in order to get people to understand my value. And I think that, you know, speaks volumes that you have the experience behind you that you knew exactly what your value was and what you had to offer and you stand by that. So I think that's a great reminder that just make sure you understand your worth and put that value out there. Because I think when a lot of people, these new entrepreneurs, they think that they have to, sell their product or their service at a cheaper price. I think they, like you said, they really sell, that really tells people what they think about themselves. And so you end up, I think, losing more clients that way than if you are more, you understand your value and you stand behind that and then are willing to let go of, particular clients if they're not the right fit. I think that speaks more volumes and you end up gaining more than losing than the other way.
Yeah. And I think that as entrepreneurs, as small business owners or solopreneurs, you've got to pick and choose, because the bottom line is, are we working to live or living to work? And I want to work so that I can live. Now, I love what I do. And because I love public relations, I'm really not working a day in my life because I'm happy and I'm doing what I love. But at the end of the day, I want to be able to say, okay, I'm not working 24/7. I'm getting to sit down and have dinner with my husband, or I'm able to sit down and watch a TV show or exercise or go for a walk or a bike ride or socially distance in my backyard with a friend. So I think that you have to have a balance, because you don't want it to be so overwhelming that your business becomes over the top, all encompassing, that you don't have a life. And then what's the point in your business? So it's certainly a tough balance when you start out, but I think recognizing that. And one of the things was, I spoke to a public relations colleague of mine when I was starting out, and I had known her for a number of years. And I said, can we chat? Can I bounce ideas off of you? And when I brought up my monthly retainer fee, my range, she says, oh no, that's too high. You can't have that range. You're in New Jersey. Now, I said to her, why does it matter where I am? I'm working with clients all around the country. I'm talking to press nationally, locally, regionally, all around the country. Why should that matter that I'm in New Jersey? And she says, you'll never get those rates. Well, for the first 2 years of my business, I was getting those rates. And the only time my rates changed were as a result of COVID. And that was unprecedented. It's still unprecedented. People don't have the budgets that they had before, but other people do have those budgets because their businesses are thriving. So it's a question of learning where you adjust the rates and where you don't adjust the rates. But you are the expert of what you do as an entrepreneur. So if they don't want to work with you, okay, there'll be someone else.
I think it's a great attitude and a great reminder of that. Thank you. So let's talk about, you know, you've given us a lot of advice and some good tips on putting ourselves out there and understanding our worth. But what advice would you give our listeners that has helped you be successful that could help them as well?
Learn something new every day. I find a way to learn new things. I say I'm a PI in PR because I'm always investigating new media outlets, new press for my clients, new opportunities for my clients. But I'm also taking the time to learn something new. I'm going to a lecture that is being given virtually by Mark Cuban. Now, I'm very active in the inventor community. I sit on the board of the nonprofit United Inventors Association of America. So obviously, Shark Tank and that kind of approach to things fascinates me. But I think the entrepreneurial spirit, the business know-how of someone like Mark Cuban, I'm looking forward to what he's going to offer. And I'm sure I'm going to learn something from him. So I say, take an hour out each week. There are amazing online webinars and lectures that you can go to learn new information and take that opportunity to learn something new, whether it's personal or business. Learn something new every single day.
Yes, I totally agree. And learning has to become part of that entrepreneurial spirit, right? And so I think that great reminder, I like your approach, you know, just, we don't have to take a week out. We don't have to take an entire college course, but yeah, taking the time in our day, every day, to learn something new. And I think that is very important. And I know we talk about that a lot as well. In fact, we just, in one of our previous episodes, did a book review on a book that impacted us that we wanted to share with our audience. And that, you know, that's one thing, I'm an avid, listener to books. Of course, you know, I don't have time to sit down and read as an entrepreneur, but I definitely read a lot of books through Audible for health, self-help and learning. And I think you got to keep sharp and you have to be able to keep learning. And like you said before, you know, we have what it takes and we have the skills necessary to win, but we got to keep being adaptable and learning new ways to do it and better avenues of approaching it. So I think that's a great reminder.
I think the other thing is that whether it's business related or personal, I think that because our world has changed so much, we're learning a little bit more about one another on the personal end. So I have a relationship now with a journalist all over pandemic baking. because I do a lot of pandemic baking. And we were on the phone, we got into this conversation, and somehow he was discussing something he was making, and I was discussing something that I was making. And now we discuss our pandemic baking, and that gave us this bond. So it doesn't necessarily have to be that your bond is based on something business oriented. It could be based on music or travel or family or situations that you find you have in common, which will lead to business growth.
No, I agree. And like you said before, you know, it's a matter of listening, right? And building those relationships. And as we listen and build those relationships, whether they're personal, like you said, down the road, we never know what kind of business opportunity may exist within that relationship that we've fostered and grown.
I had a business associate who was discussing a book a while ago. I'm going back probably a year ago. And every once in a while, I'd say, hey, how's the book coming? What's new with the book? Well, guess who's going to be the publicist for that book? Me. Because I kept on top of it, had a great relationship with the person. The book is coming out in a number of months. So we're going to start the PR campaign probably about 3 months before the book comes out, because now people are conducting interviews or recording interviews in advance and slotting them into time slots to run later. So this way we know the interviews will all come out around the time of the book's release. And that will hopefully increase sales and awareness of the book at that time. But I didn't forget when he told me he was writing a book.
Yes, I agree. Yeah, it's just building those and fostering those relationships and keeping up on them. So important. So, okay, so this is not normally a question I would ask in this series of the podcast, but I think it's important for our audience. You know, as you're in public relations and, you know, as people are starting out with their businesses, what would you say would be the best way to put themselves out there to grow their business through public relations?
I think that in order to start getting public relations awareness, number one, you've got to have a great website and you must have social media pages. Journalists today are asking PR people, oh, you know, what's their following? Are they on social media? And the reverse is happening as well. I'm saying to the press, what's your social media? What's your following? But you need to have that, and you need to have an idea of what is your why? What is your story? Because if you have a business, but you don't really know what it's about, and it's all over the place, you've got to hone in on one story. Doesn't mean that you can't zig and zag in 2 months, in 3 months, in 12 months, but you have to start somewhere. And in public relations, the best place for you to start on your own would probably be your trade publications in those industries, because those would hold more opportunities for you to possibly provide a bylined article, or they might have a podcast that you could be a guest because you're a member of that organization. Start with those. But if you're looking to go larger and you're looking to be quoted and become a thought leader in your particular area, or you have a product or a book or a nonprofit, having an outside public relations company, person, consultant makes you look bigger, and perception is reality. So by someone else fielding those calls, someone else out there talking about you, and in essence, leading the horse to water, the journalist to you, is increasing awareness. So make sure public relations is in your marketing mix. So when you're looking at those dollars, and you might be putting dollars toward advertising or toward social media, make sure you're putting dollars toward public relations. And in the scheme of things, you will be shocked how public relations is so much more affordable than advertising. Advertising is very expensive. Public relations is not so much.
Oh, that's great advice. I appreciate that. So in order to get started, you're saying you've got to spend some time up front on your presence online in order to be able to reach out to some of the more public medias.
Yeah, it's important. Number one, if you are a thought leader, if you're an expert in accounting or taxes or law or being a business coach or a wellness coach or a physical therapist or whatever your area of expertise is, by having that social media and having that website and having content and having engagement, that's important. so that when those articles do come out about you or someone is willing to talk about you, they know that you are going to help boost that media outlet up as well. So make sure that you have your ducks in a row. And you need, some people say no one looks at a website anymore. I totally disagree. And my colleagues in social media and in marketing totally disagree. You need a good website that isn't too wordy, says what you do, has the call to action, might have your bios or headshots or product images, and a place for in the news, all the press coverage. But go ahead and make sure you have those things organized before you go out. And remember, public relations is also speaking engagements. I find that I do speaking engagements and webinars with different organizations I'm involved with. I am always being asked to speak at networking events. And with some of the other groups that I'm in, we're doing panel discussions. I even met two other experts on a networking call, and we've started a webinar series that we're calling Resonate to Revenue. We held one already with over 100 attendees, and now we have the next two in the cooker. And we're out there educating others. And I think that by educating others to your field helps to increase awareness to who you are and why people should hire you. And that's a form of PR.
That's very helpful to our audience. And you had mentioned, you know, if you want to scale and grow bigger to be able to hire someone like yourself. And so at what level would somebody maybe look at that as far as followers, or what kind of things would they be looking at to see if they want to go to that next level?
Well, I don't think it's really a numbers game at that point. But for instance, I have a client who just started with me a month ago, an entrepreneur who launched a fruit or vegetable-based pancake and waffle mix, all natural ingredients. And we met each other at a networking event, and she had done her homework about me and then reached out, and her business just launched. And she started with me a few weeks after she launched her business. And we have been securing press on and on that she will be able to use over and over again, because no one looks at the date of a product review or an article. If it's evergreen, it's evergreen. You can repost it and repost it again and repost it again, because that will be a new viewer or reader or listener to what you're doing. And so you can start with public relations as soon as you have the ducks in a row, as soon as you know what you're doing. For a service-based business, I highly recommend that you have some clients already, because there could be that time that they might want to speak to a client if a client is willing to speak about your services. But you can give an example without disclosing private information, and therefore you're a little more experienced when you're talking about your topic. So have those clients or that kind of thing. But also recognize that because you did something 10 years ago doesn't mean you're a thought leader today. I had a call with someone who, I was interviewed all the time by the New York Times when I worked for XYZ company. Well, that was 10 years ago. You don't work for XYZ company anymore. He's a statistics company. I said, well, what surveys have you done recently? What stats do you have? Well, I'm just starting. I don't have any yet. I said, well, you need to first have some clients and some statistics. I said, can you do some surveys about, and I gave him a few topics that are not client related. I said, so we can say your company did research and conducted surveys on these topics. Oh, I would never do that. Well, okay, well, chicken and egg here. You're not who you were back then. It's almost like, you know, musicians who they don't put out an album in forever and they kind of fade away, or TV stars who haven't been in a series in a long time. And you think that they're somebody. You know, things come and go in our world. You have to stay relevant and consistent. So make sure that you are doing things to stay relevant and consistent.
Great advice. I appreciate that. Thank you. So Andrea, we're coming to a close on our time today, but I want to make sure that our audience knows exactly where to find Andrea Pass and how to connect with you if they want to reach out further.
Well, thank you so much. I'm always available for a conversation. I'm not one of these people who says, oh, 15 minutes, that's it. I won't talk to you further. I am available to have an in-depth conversation with your listeners about the value of public relations. You could find me at AndreaPassPR.com. And that's pass, like pass a football, P-A-S-S. Or you could find me on Facebook, Andrea Pass Public Relations. I'm on LinkedIn, Andrea Pass. I'm on Instagram. I'm on Twitter. I'm all over the place. But you can reach me best probably through my website, AndreaPassPR.com.
Awesome. Thank you. You know, I think it's a great, you know, area where most people don't really necessarily think about public relations as their kind of part of their marketing strategy. So definitely urge everybody to go out and check out Andrea's website. See if there's something that she can help you with in your journey of entrepreneurship. And Andrea, we're so glad that you could join us today and share your story on your entrepreneurial journey with us today.
Thank you so much for having me. You ask really good questions. You got me thinking.
I think that's the point, right? And we want to make sure that everybody understands that, you know, that they can have success on their journey as well. And like you said, it's not always easy, but it's definitely worth it in the end. So thank exactly. you. And we look forward to connecting in the future.
Thank you.
Thank you all for joining this episode of This Is Your Story with Andrea Pass. We're so glad you joined us, and we hope you got value from Andrea's story. We love her energy and just the passion that she has for public relations, and hope that you found some tips that you can take with you as you start your entrepreneurial journey. And if you wanted to connect with Andrea, if you were looking for someone to partner with as you start your public relations campaigns, make sure to stop by AndreaPassPR.com and reach out to her. I'm sure that she has so much to offer and such great insights in a world of really online marketing and advertising and really a big push for that. Just a great reminder that sometimes we just need that personal one-on-one touch to make a bigger impact. So if you are needing that extra help, make sure to reach out to her. And as always, we hope that you enjoy these episodes and hearing other people's stories. Make sure you check out our website at ascent101.com and follow us on Facebook or Instagram. We'd love to be able to interact with you there. And, you know, make sure you join our free Facebook group where we can interact, ask questions, and where we'll have our free workshops to help you really push forward and launch your business and set it up on the right foot. We always love to get feedback from you. You know, what questions do you have for us that you want us to address on this podcast? Or are there questions that you can ask inside the Facebook group with our network of other entrepreneurs to help you on your journey? We'd love to hear them and we'd love to interact with you. So make sure you check those out. Those links will always be in our show notes and in our bio. So until next time, may you have all the success possible in your entrepreneurial journey.